And taking out these other dollars that we discussed tonight?
That's in that number.
That's in that number?
Everything so far that we've talked previously about and tonight.
Another number.
And that comes to, and then where does that fall below the 5.8% increase?
Give me 1 second. My computer's not responding. Because I have it in the 1 second.
Yep. Take your time.
Well, before that 2,500, oh, here we go. Now it's responding. Oh, okay. So that was economic development. So put that back in at 2,500. So our percentage right now is at 5.31% increase.
Are there any questions for Jill at this time?
Have you heard anything from education?
So we have not seen the Board of Ed's budget. We have seen the superintendent's proposed budget through the Board of Education. And if memory serves, that is or will be going to the Board of Ed at 6.8%, roughly.
My understanding last night from a meeting that they did approve the superintendent's budget. I hope that's correct. I don't have it. I have not seen it in writing yet. And 6.8.
6.8, is that what you remember, Joe?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
6.88. It's a 16.2 million.
You said 5.3%, right, Joe?
5.31.
Yeah, that's close enough. 5.3, 5.31.
We're all, we'd be over 6% if those budgets go out now.
Yes.
Adam?
Well, I guess there's two questions. One, is there any reason to wait before we settle on this number?
Are there any outstanding numbers, Jill, that might be soft, that might be coming back with a change? Is, I believe, the question that we...
We already addressed them.
Yeah, and the only thing that we have as an unknown right now is fuel. Right now, it's not looking like we can save money on fuel in about 2 weeks' time. We'll have a better handle on that. The other thing that we talked about was salt and sand. Unfortunately, you know, winter's not over. We do have nearly a full shed. There probably will be, you know, we will likely start next year with a full shed. But again, the cost of salt in particular has gone up pretty significantly. And we can only store so much.
If I might add, from the Journal Inquirer, yesterday's Journal Inquirer, the town of Summers, the town portion of their budget went up 8.6%, and it was due to insurance costs, technical services, and part-time human services personnel was added to it. And in the town of Suffield, their increase for the town side of the budget is proposed at 3.9%, and that's due to general wage increases and overall inflation. So that gives you, we fall right in the middle of that between the 8.6 in Summers and the 3.9 in Suffield at 5.31.
Those aren't budgets that are going to the voters yet. Those are just town. Those are just
they're same boat we are sitting.
Yes.
Where we are, we're all the same.
I'll be at the same place in the process.
I guess the second question is there anything else in this budget that we feel we could cut and still provide the services that the town that we want or that we think the town needs. And I don't see it because we've been through this now. This is the third or fourth night.
Jim, can I just go back then to the salt and sand? Do you see that there, do you believe that there's a, is there a soft factor? Is there a risk factor we can take because we have a full, can we take a risk in that account?
I don't think it would be enough to make much of a difference.
What I'd like to do is preserve that possibility by the time then this budget out and it loses, the winter season will be over. We'll know exactly how much salt and sand we'll have for the next winter season, and we can take the risk if we're not at that time.
We'll have more information.
A better number. But, you know, I mean, looking through, this is admittedly only my second budget season, but I don't think that we have identified other places in this budget that are more than what's necessary to maintain services at their current level or at their current expected level. And to me, it's, as I've said before, it's not my job to cut below that level. If the voters want to do that, let them do it.
Bob Moore?
Just, again, historically, I'm drawing a right trail as far as looking down the road for making further cuts. We've done that over the course of several decades, only because some of those numbers, particularly in the biggest budget is other than insurance, like it's highway. And some of those numbers, we're not sure until the winter, basically till the end of March, or as to where we're going to be, what we have, what sort of reserves are going to have left. And also we won't have, I know fuel isn't that amount, but those type of items get locked up between now and 30 days from now. And no doubt in my mind, we're going to have to revisit this budget. And it's, to me, it's a start point. But it's a start point that says, this is what we know. And to maintain the services that we have, this is what it's going to take.
Pietro?
The only thing I'm curious about is with the state being so well, right now, are we missing any revenue possibilities from Connecticut?
Are you saying in grant form you saying in the usual common grants of LOSIP, TAR, that type, Mashantucket? Jill, are you asking my opinion?
I'm asking Jill and Jim if we have any possibilities that we're not thinking about for revenue.
We've accounted for every revenue stream that we know of.
There's only two areas that would make any difference that the state put serious monies in, and it's the amount they contribute to highways at that proportion that we get. If that was significantly increased, well, then you could do a significant decrease on the other side. And the other one is the one that has killed the education budget and always will until they do it, is they fund special ed. Mm-hmm. Until they do that, we are screwed.
So there is a major bill that addresses a lot of those questions on education in the bill number 5003, if anyone's interested in doing a deep dive into 46 pages, a revamping and disassembling of ECS and doing it in a different format. It's been many years in the making. I'd be very surprised if it passes this year, but I